everyone, and welcome to English Digest. Today, we're on our news unit, but before we continue, let's find out who else is in the studio.
Hi, everyone. It's Joe.
And my name is Lily. Hey, Joe, I see you're reading a newspaper there. Anything interesting?
Well, I've noticed, you know, over the past little while, there's been so many stories in the news related to health. You know, people are becoming more and more health conscious these days. Everyone wants to know what's safe to eat, what's not safe to eat. What can I eat if I want to lose a few pounds and that sort of thing? And also a lot on this kind of new epidemic. People have been noticing it particularly in the Western world, the United States and Canada. It's the obesity epidemic that's been going on. People seem to be getting, you know, their waistlines seem to be getting a little bit bigger. People are starting to get a little bit fatter, if I might say. So we're seeing a lot of articles based on this and what is causing this phenomenon.
Well, I've definitely noticed that too, but what's interesting is that I don't think I've really heard about it being described as an epidemic. Most people will say it's a trend or something like that, that, you know, more and more people are gaining weight and they're getting heavier. But the interesting thing is that the title of today's article is an oversized epidemic. And an epidemic we usually talk about when we talk about a disease that spreads through an area very quickly. It jumps from person to person. It's almost like you can see, you know, it affecting more and more people. And that's true about obesity as well. It might not be, you know, a contagious disease that if you have it, you can give it to someone else. But as we're going to learn today, that might actually be true. The way that we think about obesity and how we affect other people, well, based on this article, it might be a little bit different than what we thought before. So listeners, if you haven't opened up your magazines, please do so as we read through an oversized epidemic.
An oversized epidemic. You would never suspect it, but it is spreading. Your friends got it from their friends, and now you might get it too. It's obesity? It isn't caused by a virus, but according to recent research, pot bellies can be contagious, like a virus. Dr. Christakis and his team studied the medical and personal information of people from Framingham, Massachusetts. They found that neighbors and family members' weights had a relatively small influence on people's weight gain. However, if a person's close friend plumped up, it was 171% more likely the person would also gain weight. It also worked the other way. Friends who slimmed down saw their friends do the same. Their research explains why Americans have become obese. Each obese person is likely to drag along some friends. According to Dr. Christakis, this is probably because you change your idea of what is an acceptable body type based on the people around you. Therefore, if your friend gets a little heavier, it doesn't seem so bad. This doesn't mean that we should avoid our thick-set friends, though. Instead, make a new slim one. Your other friends just might thank you.
All right, so that was our article on an oversized epidemic. Let's jump right in and start with the first paragraph. It begins with, "You would never suspect it, but it is spreading." Well, that sounds a little bit mysterious, right? That's a really great intro to today's article. You would never suspect it. If you suspect something, it might be something that you don't know for sure if it's true, but you think it probably is. For example, you know, let's say that you had your wallet stolen and you think you know who stole it. Well, you could say that you suspect someone. So even though you don't know for sure, you can't prove it maybe, but you have a good idea. You think that that person did it. Well, here in this case, we're not talking about a person. We're just talking about maybe an idea. So here you would never suspect it, but it is spreading. Of course, we're talking about, you know, obesity and the fact that it is spreading. More and more people are becoming obese.
We say that your friends got it from their friends, and now you might get it too. So we're describing it kind of like a disease or an epidemic, which is like a disease that spreads from person to person, and it becomes a big problem. It's not just infecting a few people. It's infecting a lot of people throughout a large area. But it's not really a disease or a virus we're talking about here. That's why we have a question mark after it's obesity, because you wouldn't think of, you know, gaining weight as being like a disease, but there's new studies out there that show that it spreads in kind of a similar way, but it's more of a mental thing rather than a physical thing, and we're going to get deeper into this issue as the article goes on.
Well, let's take a look at the next paragraph, which begins with, "It isn't caused by a virus, but according to recent research, potbellies can be contagious. Like a virus." So here, a virus, of course, is something that when it gets into your body, it actually can cause disease. Now, for example, the flu, that is a very common type of virus. The problem with viruses is that the diseases they cause can be pretty serious and it can be hard to get rid of. For example, most people, if they catch the common cold, you know, usually they might, you know, be coughing or sneezing for a few days, but then they're okay. Usually people who get the flu, they're sick for a lot longer. Well, here we're talking about obesity. It's not caused by a virus, so you can't catch it. It can't be something in the air, and then suddenly you become really fat. According to recent research, so scientists, they've been looking at this, and this is pretty recent, pot bellies can be contagious. When we talk about a pot belly, it means that your stomach, your belly, that part of your body kind of sticks out, right? And so usually when we talk about people who have gained a lot of weight, they're probably heavier than most people, they will probably have a pot belly because when you start gaining weight, that's one of the first places where you actually do gain it. So maybe your face won't look like you've gained any weight, but your stomach will. Now, pot bellies, apparently, according to recent research, can be contagious, meaning that you can kind of catch it from someone else, but it's not really a virus, but it's like a virus. So here we're going to learn exactly why that is.
Well, this phenomenon was studied by a man named Dr. Christakis, and he had a team, and they studied the medical and personal information of people from a town called Framingham, Massachusetts. So over a long period of time, they studied people in this one community, not only the medical information about them, so, you know, diseases that they might have had, any conditions that they might have suffered from, also, personal information, so just information about their life in general, perhaps their exercise habits or, you know, their daily routines, everything about them, they would have compiled a list of information of people from this one town called Framingham, Massachusetts. So this is how they conducted this study to find out why people become obese, and they came up with some answers that are quite different from anything we've heard before.
Well, this is interesting because people might think, well, they just looked at one community, one group of people in this town of Framingham, Massachusetts. So people might say, well, you only looked at one community, so what you discovered there might not be true for other places. But this is actually quite important for scientists to do. They need to look at a specific area because then they're able to see trends. They're able to see what happens in the group and what affects the group. Now, they found that neighbors and family members' weights had a relatively small influence on people's weight gain. So that's what they found out. They found out that if they looked at a person, well, that person, if they had neighbors and family members, so their relatives, who maybe, you know, gained some weight or maybe lost weight, it would have a relatively small influence on their own weight gain. And when we're talking about an influence, it means, of course, that if something happens, you are affected by it. In this case, they found out that, you know, people, if they were surrounded by their neighbors or family members, if those neighbors or family members, let's say, gained or lost weight, it really wouldn't make a difference to that person. So here we talk about a relatively small influence on people's weight. So if you're trying to compare them, it really isn't much of a difference. And so, of course, here we're talking about people's weight gain. When you gain weight, it means you get heavier. So they just found out that, let's say, you know, if you are in your family, your mother gains a lot of weight, and maybe your next door neighbor gains a lot of weight, well, then you will not necessarily gain weight.
Now, this changed when they looked at people's close friends. However, if a person's close friend plumped up, it was 171% more likely the person would also gain weight. So, like Lily was saying, if your neighbors or your family members, if they gained a lot of weight, you probably wouldn't notice a big change in yourself. But when they were looking at people and their close friends, so like their best friends, the people that they hang out with a lot and spend a lot of time with, if that happened, if a close friend plumped up, which is just another way of saying they put on some weight or they gained weight, this is where it came into effect, where it was kind of like a virus, because it was 171% more likely the person would also gain weight. So this is where the influence comes from, not from family members or from neighbors, but from the close friends. It almost doubles the instance of people gaining weight. If the people that they spend a lot of time with, their friends that they care about, gained weight, then they would also probably gain some weight as well.
This is really interesting because I think a lot of people would assume, they would think that, you know, if your family members gain weight, so maybe your parents, your brothers, sisters, you know, if you're married, then your spouse, well, they think you probably spend most of your time with those people. Therefore, if they gain weight, of course, they should influence you and you might gain weight as well. But what's interesting is that these scientists, they found out that the opposite is actually true. Instead of, you know, the people that you actually live with, so your family members, instead maybe it's your close friends that actually affect your weight a lot more. Now here we learned that it also worked the other way. Friends who slimmed down saw their friends do the same. So of course we talked about, you know, people, if their close friends gained weight, if they got heavier, well then they themselves would get fatter as well. But it works the other way, meaning if we talk about the opposite, well that's also true. Friends who slimmed down, friends who got slimmer or thinner saw their friends do the same. So this is really interesting. It shows that, you know, friends really do have an effect on each other. All right, listeners, that's it for the first half of today's article. Now it's time for some Chinese explanation.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天的主题我们要谈论的是 an oversized epidemic. 你觉得自己很胖吗? 也许不是你自己的错，而是要怪你的朋友的。 没有啦，我们只是开玩笑。原来我们今天要讨论的呢，叫做大型传染病。而传染病这个名词呢，我们就可以用epidemic这个字。而相同的呢，这个字也可以当作是形容词，传染的。那么为什么我们会突然无意之间就变胖呢？ You would never suspect it. 在这里的suspect就是有觉得可疑，或者你也可以解释成为察觉到什么的存在。 None of the victims suspected the danger. 这些牺牲者没有一个察觉到这个危险的存在。虽然你没有察觉到它, but it is spreading. 它却是慢慢在蔓延。到底是什么东西呢? 原来就是obesity. Obesity这个字呢, 专门指的是病态的肥胖。而它的形容词obese, O-B-E-S-E. 到了第二段呢，其实我们就知道所谓的obesity 并不是由virus病毒所引起的，而是呢被传染的。为什么会说被传染呢？ 我们首先来看到传染的这个字叫做contagious。 当我们讲到疾病呢，经过接触感染，那么这种我们就可以用contagious。 另外一个也有传染的意思，infectious。 I-N-F-E-C-T-I-O-U-S 则是指呢是借由空气跟水为媒介的感染，其实两者是有差异性的。到底你是怎么样传染到这样子的疾病呢？ 当然这个医生就先研究呢 这个每一个人呢他们的medical and personal information 看一下他的这种呢用药还有呢他的个人的一些资讯，就发现呢其实neighbors and family members' weights had a relatively small influence on people's weight gain 这些邻居跟家人啊他们的体重 对我们自己本身体重的影响是相对的来讲是很小的。我们首先来注意一个片语 have a small influence on 指的是对这个东西的影响很小。那如果很大，你就可以用 great 这个形容词。A relatively 则是解释成为相对的。Relatively speaking, the visit to my grandparents was quite pleasant. 相对的来说，这一趟去探访我的祖父母还是相当的愉悦的。 所以在这里我们就可以用 relatively 这个副词是一种相较之下来说。所以咯，如果你亲密的朋友是有一点 plump up， plump 这个字呢其实就是当作动词，那么也可以当作形容词，解释成为丰满的，那么很可能而且有 171% 的可能，It was 171% more likely. 在这里的 likely 后面有个 that 被省略掉，加着后面的有可能会有这样子的现象出现。所以同样的咯，如果你的朋友能够瘦下来，那么你看到你的朋友，你也会相同的这么做。在这里我们说到 friends who slimmed down saw their friends do the same， 在这里的 slim down 则是有瘦下来变苗条的意思。 She is slimming down with diet and exercise， 她借由节食以及运动来让自己变得更苗条。而 slim 这个字也可以解释成为苗条的意思，形容词 keep slim 就是保持苗条咯。另外我们常说 have a slim chance 指的是机会相当的渺茫，所以朋友是这样子，当然你也会跟着他有相同的意思，也就是说啊， each obese person is likely to drag along some friends， 这里的 drag 则是有牵拖拉扯，所以你的朋友胖，当然你也会拉着你的朋友一起下水咯。
It's time for a short break, but don't go away, we'll be right back.
Hi everybody and welcome back to English Digest. My name is Joe and today Lily and I, we're discussing our news unit and our article today is called An Oversized Epidemic. Now if something is oversized, it means it's bigger than it should be and this applies to a lot of people today. More and more people are becoming overweight, particularly we're noticing this in the Western world, you know, in North America,where people are more prone to eating, you know, fast food, to living a sedentary lifestyle. Sedentary just means that you don't move around. People are becoming, you know, couch potatoes. They sit around watching TV, watching DVDs, playing video games, instead of going out and getting some exercise, you know, like going for a run, going for a walk, or going to the gym. So we're noticing a lot of people are becoming what is known as obese. It's a medical term,which just means that you are overweight. You weigh too much for how tall you are, and people are starting to notice that their body mass index is rising as well. That's another medical term that people use to calculate if they're overweight or not. So because this is such a growing problem, there has been a lot of research done into this subject, but today we're looking at some new research that suggests that obesity travels kind of like a virus.What we're saying is that if people around you gain weight, and we're not talking about, say, like your family members, like your mom or your dad or brothers and sisters, or even like your neighbors, we're talking about your friends, your close friends, the people that you spend a lot of your time with, just hanging out and doing whatever with, where we've learned today that if they gain weight, you are 171% more likely to actually gain weight yourself. So that's why we're describing it kind of like a virus, because if the people around you get overweight, you're more likely to gain weight yourself. So it's a new phenomenon, and we're looking at it in kind of a different way today.
Well, what's interesting, too, is that if your friends, if they slim down or lose weight, then it's more likely that you're going to lose weight as well. So here it's just suggesting that our friends really can influence us. Now, here we're talking about the research, you know, Dr. Christakis and his team, they studied the people from Framingham, Massachusetts, and they came up with this idea. And their research explains why Americans have become obese. And what's interesting is that other countries are kind of following as well. What's interesting is that a few years ago, I learned that Australians are also becoming fatter. More and more people in Australia are becoming obese. And to me, that's interesting because I remember when I was young living in Australia, people were so fit, you know, people loved to play sport, but now Australians even are becoming obese. And same thing, of course, you know, people would say maybe the trend even started with Americans.
And it's also happening in places like the UK and even in Taiwan, too, because, you know, some Western cuisine, it's found its way here. And I'm talking about fast food, things like McDonald's, Burger King, Pizza Hut, Domino's, you know, greasy food that tastes really good, but it's not so good for you. It's found its way here, so the phenomenon is starting to catch up in the East as well. So it just shows that people are becoming obese for different reasons and because of the choices they make in what they do in their lives and the things that they eat. But now we're looking at it from the point of view that it also depends on the company you keep and if people around you either gain weight or slim down too.
Well, that's why we end the second paragraph by saying each obese person is likely to drag along some friends. If you drag along someone, well, the word drag means kind of like, you know, you're pulling something across the floor. You know, you're not really lifting it up. For example, if a box is really heavy, instead of picking it up, you might just drag it across the floor. But here, we're not talking about dragging your friends, like, you know, your friend doesn't want to move. So you actually, you know, kind of just pull them along while they're sitting on the floor. Instead, when you drag along friends, it might be that you make them do something that maybe they don't really want to do. And in this case, you know, I don't think people, if they really wanted to choose or if they had a choice about it, they wouldn't say, oh, you know what? I want to be obese. I want to be overweight. But here in this case, we're just saying that, you know, friends dragging along their other friends into weight gain, meaning that it just happens. They really don't have control over it.
Well, Dr. Christakis, he has an idea or a reason for why this happens, and he says it's probably because you change your idea of what is an acceptable body type based on the people around you. So if you have, say, a lot of overweight friends, this would be acceptable to you. This would be an acceptable body type just because it is what you're used to seeing. Conversely, if you have a lot of skinny friends, you would think that being skinny is an acceptable body type. So it just depends on the people that you are surrounded with. It depends what kind of body type they have, whether they're a little bit overweight or a little bit skinny. You learn what is acceptable from the people that are around you. So that's why it's more likely for you to gain weight if the people around you gain weight, because it becomes acceptable to you. And the same goes for if they lose weight, then it's acceptable for you to lose weight as well, because you're likely to want to be like the people around you.
Well, that's why we say, therefore, if your friend gets a little heavier, it doesn't seem so bad. I think a lot of people, they do worry about their weight. But if they realize that the people around them aren't really worrying about it, then they'll probably, you know, start to ease up and relax a little bit too. And they'll think, oh, it's okay for me to gain a little bit of weight. You know, my friends are gaining weight as well. Now, some people might think this is bad because it means that we are really affected by our friends. But that's just true for everything. You know, we spend a lot of time with our close friends, and we kind of, you know, get an idea of what's good and what's not, or what's acceptable or what's not, based on our groups of friends as well. Because most people, maybe let's say they want to fit in, they want to make sure that, you know, they still have enough in common with their own friends. So without thinking about it, they might actually, you know, it might influence them in such a way that even their weight gain is influenced by their friends.
So, of course, this doesn't mean that we should avoid our thick-set friends, though. And thick-set is just another word for heavy or a little bit overweight. Of course, we're not saying with this study, and Dr. Christakis is not saying, that we should avoid our heavier friends. We should not make our friends based on weight, of course. But we have kind of a funny way to end the article. It says, instead, make a new slim one. And, of course, this is just a joke. It's saying you can make skinny friends, and your other friends just might thank you. So it's just a joking way to say this is how you can avoid becoming overweight by having skinny friends. But of course, we're not saying that you should choose your friends based on weight. Your friends are your friends, whether they're skinny or overweight, either way. But this is just another way of looking at why people become overweight. So now that you're aware of it, maybe, you know, you can still make changes in your life to avoid becoming overweight and to be a little bit healthier. Because you can be aware that if your friends are heavier, maybe you might be a little bit heavier too. So, of course, the way to combat becoming overweight is still with healthy diet and exercise.
Or maybe you could even be the friend that, you know, influences your friends so that, you know, if you're fit and you're healthy, then they're going to follow your example as well. All right, listeners, that's it for today's article. Now it's time for some Chinese explanation.
那么根据这个医生的说法，其实我们就要注意文章里面如果有某人所说过的话，这个 quote 我们就要把它了解一下，他到底说什么呢？ You change your idea of what is an acceptable body type based on the people around you. 其实就是啊，你呢会改变你的想法，什么的想法？What is an acceptable body type? 这是一个名词子句，到底怎么样才是一个可以接受的体型？会怎么样的改变？是 based on, 根据。那么你身边的人，当我们说到以什么为基础，我们就会用到被动的情形 based on。所以咯，如果你的朋友有点重，那其实呢也不是那么的糟糕。那到后面的结局就是说啦，说了这么多啊，可千万不是说要避免这些粗壮的朋友，不是说哎呀我的朋友好胖你就不理他了。事实上啊，这些朋友呢虽然很粗壮，但是你能做的就是 make a new slim one。 在这里前面有个 instead 是相反的，为什么要用这样的字呢？其实就用来比较前面的 thick set friends 跟 slim ones。 所以如果已经有粗壮的朋友没关系，不需要避免他们，但是下一次交新的朋友的时候 make a new slim one， 这样子你的其他朋友也就会感谢你咯。
Alright, listeners, so today we went through the first day of our news unit, and we went through an article titled An Oversized Epidemic, and we talked about the obesity epidemic, how around the world, not just in the U.S. now, people are getting heavier and heavier, and a team of scientist researchers, they were trying to find out exactly what influences our weight gain.
And they found that if people's close friends, the people that they spend a lot of time with, if they gain weight, then you yourself are 171% more likely to also gain weight. So it's just based on the people that you surround yourself with, because if they gain weight, it becomes acceptable to you as well, because you judge what an acceptable body type is based on the people around you. So it's a whole new way of looking at this obesity epidemic.
All right, listeners, please remember to join us tomorrow as we continue our news unit. Until then, my name is Lily.
And I'm Joe.
Goodbye.